Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevor Day Jones, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr. Beginning in the second half, fellas. Mm-hmm. Man, we started off the first half strong. Mm-hmm. Trey Tipton dropped in. University of Pittsburgh Panther wide receiver who's going to go to the game tonight, playing his game tonight in Charlotte. Championship game, ACC championship game against Clemson, the number two ranked Clemson Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
But Pitt might have a shot. Man, if they gave together any of the energy that Trey was giving out this morning, boy, did they have a shot.
Absolutely. I mean, they
could come out of this one victorious.
For sure.
And then we went on and talked about the college football today being championship Saturday, mm-hmm. in a sense. Week 14, I believe it is, and this is the last week before the Army-Navy game. You know, when you're in the Army-Navy game, you just right. wraps up the season. Mm-hmm. That's going to be next weekend. And we were talking about our Black College Football poll, which were the top five teams, and then the teams that are vying for the national championship, which are actually Bowie State, North Carolina A&T, Alcorn State, Southern. Bowie State season is over. North Carolina A&T is waiting for the winner of today's SWAC championship game between Alcorn State and Southern. But the bottom half of our poll, we always have the top 10 poll every week this season. We had Grambling State in at number 5 with a record of 6-5. They lost to Southern last weekend in the Bayou Classic. But then Langston, the only HBCU in the state of Oklahoma, they're in the NAIA. They finished the year 9-2, and they finished 6th on our poll so far this season. You have Virginia Union. Go ahead, Ray.
Go ahead, Panthers. Get it done. See, unpredictable I am.
They were in the CIAA. They finished this season 8-2, so they were seventh on our poll. Hampton University is an independent this year. They formerly were in the MEAC, but they left the MEAC last year, so they played independently this year. They finished 7-4. They finished 8 on our poll. And then you had Bethune-Cookman, who was 7-5. They finished 9th. And then Florida A&M, who had a good season, a surprising season this year. Could have won the MEAC championship before it was all over, but they fell short towards the end of the season. They finished 6-5 and finished number 10 on our poll. I just had to put that in there, fellas, because you know how it is when it comes to me and HBCU anything.
Absolutely. Okay. Man. It's exciting, man. It really is.
So I just didn't want everybody to think it was Championship Saturday on the other side and forget about the HBCU school, so I wanted to throw that in there. But getting back to today's college football and even college football in general, are you guys excited?
Oh, I am.
Oh, absolutely.
It is, and you know what's wild, and I remember our talks from last year in reference to UCF, and I'm looking at the poll now for the playoff standings. It's amazing. You have the undefeated top three teams. You have Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame. You have 1 and 2 lost teams, and then you have them at number 8 at 11-0. You know, and it's just still a shame, because if they win their championship game, they're going to be 12-0.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And that argument continues.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Mm-hmm. I don't know if – see, like what Vince said earlier, nothing against what he said. Mm-hmm. It's just that when it comes to college football now, and maybe I'm wrong, but I want a definitive. I want a definite answer. I don't want an if. And it seems like with this – the way the college football playoffs is set up, it's like if this happens, then this. And then you have the argument – and I always do this too, even with my peers and even you guys. People will say, well, it's strength of schedule. You can only play who's on the field in front
of you. Exactly. You're only responsible
for that,
man. You
understand what I'm saying? And see, Vince and I got into this last year. That's why I said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. But it's deep, though. It's definitely a good discussion. It really is.
Isn't the coach responsible for who he puts on his schedule?
Not even the coach. The athletic director has something to do with that, too, doesn't he? Doesn't that come into play? Mm-hmm. The athletic director.
Right. Go ahead. And also remember this, too. Some of these, and that's what they are, their deals. Mm-hmm. To play these teams are like almost 2 years in advance. Like, you know,
yeah, and that's another thing I don't like, because when I do play by play for Howard University, and this year we finished up not so good. I think it was 5-6, but at the beginning of the season the potential was there. Last year they opened up the season against UNLV and beat them.
Wow.
Which wasn't supposed to happen.
Oh, I remember that. Yes. Okay. Yeah, it was
this
good,
past
yeah.
season they played Ohio University, who was supposed to be top in the MAC, mm-hmm. the top team in the MAC, and they almost beat them. They only lost by 7 points. Mm-hmm. I think the final score was 38-31. And even in that game, Caleb Newton rolled up almost 500 yards of all-purpose.
Cam's brother, wow.
All-purpose yardage. Right. So that's what I – when I say you only get to play who's in front of you, anybody can be a Giant on any given Saturday.
It's been proven.
I know the saying is any given Sunday, but anything can happen on any given Saturday. So I could care less if I won a championship. If you won a conference championship, that means you took control of your regular season,
mm-hmm.
of what's in front of you, regardless of who put it there, the coach right. or the sports or the athletic director. Go ahead.
UCF is they're in a no-win situation. You know, they are an up-and-coming program that teams are afraid to play. Like, you know,
and I agree. And,
but I think that the athletic department has to push, you know, and push and keep pushing to get these top teams on their schedule. And if it's not Alabama, who's at the top of the SEC, then you go after, you know, a team that's maybe Tennessee, you know, a team that's not at the top, but someone who's in that conference who you can sort of get a better gauge, you know. I mean, that's to me is the way you're going to have to do it. If the top teams, the superior teams, aren't going to get on your schedule, and I think the athletic department in some way should make that public.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Like, you know, we have lobbied, we have gone around to the Big Ten, the SEC, the ACC. We're looking, we understand what's happened the past 2 years. You know, we understand what our conference schedule is. It is what it is.
Right.
So we're trying to get ourselves in the national conversation for the college football playoffs. And so we are putting ourselves out there. We'll take a loss financially on that game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll travel, you know, to wherever we need to travel to get that premier team on our schedule
right.
in a regular season so that we can see you at the end. You know what I mean?
Well, and I say this, what is the NCAA afraid of? What are you scared of? And let me say that to say this, tonight, and I'm going to use this for example because Trey was here this morning, earlier. If Pitt knocks off number 2 Clemson in the ACC championship game, they don't have a shot at a national title.
They don't deserve one.
Let's see.
That's bull. But if you just knocked off number 2 Clemson, then you should have a shot because you just knocked off a Giant. And that's what I'm saying. I think that
if you did, like in the NCAA tournament, if you did automatic bids, you know, for the college football playoffs, then yeah, it, you know, mm-hmm. then your championship means a little bit more.
Again, you said if. See, well, I'm trying to get rid of if. There should be no if in the conversation when you're talking championship.
It's not in place. So for me that's an option.
But this is my thing, Vince, and I love you to death, bro. Just like, yo, you and Ray are like brothers to me, and I love you both. But you and I, we're not going to see you on this one because I'm thinking when it comes to college football in its purest form. See, college football, NCAA football used to be bigger than the NFL, okay? Back in the day when it was in its purest form, it's like anybody could take on anybody. You had teams like Rice that were beating Army, that were beating Notre Dame, that were like, you had just football in the purest form, okay? We got away from that because of money. All right, and now, always. Just like you said, the big schools, what you afraid of? You're not going to make money. And that's an excuse.
I don't think it's just money.
I think it is.
Well, look how many years ago was Appalachian State versus Michigan?
That's and my they point. Beat them. They pulled that's off that point. Upset. That's
I mean,
that
has nothing to do with money.
Did Michigan play them again?
Why would they?
Because they could lose?
Exactly.
That sounds like my point.
You just made my case. that's my point for the championship.
That has nothing to do with the NCAA, that has everything to do with those individual schools experiencing something that they don't want to go through again. And again, that's why I think UCF is at a disadvantage because they've proven that, you know, they're one of the better teams in the country.
Right.
And Appalachian State wasn't even one of the best teams in the country. So what, do we really want to put ourselves in that situation, you know, of potentially losing and damaging our hopes for a national championship down the road? Look, it may not be right, you know, it may not be fair, but again, I'm going to go back to, you know, the coaches and the athletic director at UCF and any other school that comes after them that's in this position.
Well, see, and that's what I'm saying. I think America, I think the NCAA, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. And the reason I say that is this. If you want a true national champion, then that should be all comers. That's all comers that deserve it, but not deserve it based on opinion, that deserve it showing it on the football field. And as long as, and I think that the way everything is set up now is, you're right. I mean, I understand a lot of your points. But my thing is, I'm an NCAA fan. I love college football. I love college football more than pro football, to be honest with you. But my thing, the saddening thing to me with college football is, as a purist, and some people might question me and say, Trevin, you're not really a purist. Yeah, I am. I'd rather see if you have a regular season and you get to your conference championship, then your conference championship game should count towards you getting into an invitation to play for a national championship. You don't whittle it down to just four teams and say, well, your conference isn't strong enough. Who cares?
Well, then I think you have to, you know, you have to expand the playoffs, you know.
And that's what I've been saying.
Go ahead.
I mean, yeah, you expand the playoffs to include more teams because, I mean, the way the NFL currently sits, you know, you look at the top eight teams.
Yeah.
So, you know, it takes some time. And, you know, I think it takes something like UCF going undefeated 2 years in a row to have some changes. Because if UCF loses,
mm-hmm.
and they very well could, that sort of ends the conversation until the next time that someone, you know, who I don't know if UCF is considered a mid-major, but you know, not being from a Power Five conference hurts them in a sense. So unless there's a Power Five team that goes undefeated, but is not considered, you know, in those premier programs that gets kind of left out, you know. We're not gonna have this conversation until someone else jumps in the UCF spotlight with them.
No,
you sound like the NCAA to me because you're hesitating, you're pausing, and it's like, you know, it's like you're trying to justify, and not you. No. I'm not coming down on you. I'm just saying that's how it sounds to me because that's how the NCAA sounds to me. Again, if you're going to have a national championship, because right now, just like last year, Alabama is going to be considered, okay, we're putting you in because we're saying you're the best team. Well, they proved it last year, of course, but they had to prove it first. So once they beat up on Georgia, I was like, yeah, you're the best team. You're the national champion because mm-hmm. Georgia had you down by two touchdowns. You just came back and destroyed them. And remember the week before that, Georgia destroyed, was it Auburn?
I think it was. Mm-hmm. Auburn.
So yeah. It's like, okay, wait a minute. You know, we got something here. Mm-hmm. So when that happened, yeah, but you proved it, Alabama. But I'm not giving you the next season. And to me, the whole season long, but they did beat people by 21 points. Believe this, because in college football, teams ain't beating people by 21 points on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And so I think they only trailed this whole season. Alabama's only trailed three plays. They've only been behind. That was by 7 points. That was by 7 points.
Wow.
For three plays the whole season, that's the only time they've been behind any team that they faced. I'm going to give you that. But in this world and in sports, isn't it, what haven't you done for me lately? Okay. What are you doing right now? Can't you make it happen now? It's like, what are you doing today?
It should be.
Yeah, you were a national champion last year, but that was last year. Don't coaches tell you? This is a brand new season.
Yeah.
Okay? When, from week to week, don't coaches say, we play 1 week at a time.
Right.
Okay? So then you're telling me, after you win that game on Saturday, the 24-hour rule's in effect. You forgot Saturday. Now you're looking towards the next game. I'm not giving you the next game. You got to earn that. I'm not going to just tell you, here, Alabama, you're crowned the national champ. No, bro. It's like, okay, if UCF, who went 12-0 last year, didn't even get a shot, if they win their conference and go 12-0 again this year, probably won't get a shot. Well, no, they're not going to get a shot. They're not even in the conversation.
Too many things have to happen.
too many politics.
But, I mean, on one hand, you know, I hear you, but I'm sort of putting UCF in the category of like an Oklahoma. Like, as good as Oklahoma is, like defensively they struggle. I mean, they win games 57-52. And UCF was like that last year. In their title game, I can't remember who they played.
It was Memphis.
Memphis?
Yeah, it was Memphis.
You know, that – like, I want to see UCF come out and dominate every single week. And I know you're going to be against that because at the end of the day, your record speaks for itself. You're undefeated, you're undefeated. You've beat everyone on your schedule. But, like I say, I want to see UCF add some substance to their schedule and let it play out.
That's the end of the third quarter because we're going to come back because Ray's just been saving up so he can come back. So it's Urban Media Today Talking Sports. Trevor Day, Joe's, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr. We'll be right back after this.